hearing. And item two is rezoning for the premises located at the southeast corner of Templeton Avenue and McGregor Street in the Old Kildonan Ward under file DAZ-209 of 2008. And in conjunction therewith, we'll also be considering a variance application for the construction of a multiple family dwelling, 38 units, to permit a front yard fence height of 6 feet under file DAB-110088 of 2018.
Okay, we have a number of letters arriving. Here we will hear items 2 and 3 at the moment. We have people in support, people in opposition, and for information. Start with those in favor. 2 and 3, as the clerk said, southeast corner of Templeton and McGregor. And in favor, we have, pardon my pronunciation, George Argyro.
Yep.
Ross Mitchell?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank
Keith,
you very
hang
much.
On, hang on.
Oh, Keith? You're reading them. Where are they
at? Keith Barnhub? In favor? Karim Paul Sandhu?
Yes, sir.
And Jaskaran Kalar?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, everybody's at the table, but Keith, which one's Keith? Sorry. Okay. You're going to make one presentation as a group, and then, Keith, you'll be able to speak separately, or you can join them, whichever you prefer.
I'll speak separately.
There is?
I'll speak separately.
Okay, then back there for the moment. Okay, Ross, are you running the show here?
Yeah, trying.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, I know you're anxious to get on to the main event, so we'll...
Oh, you're in a main event, too.
Oh, good.
You're a double main event tonight.
All right, well, I'm pleased to represent Three White Group here today who have acquired this property from the city of Winnipeg and are anxious to develop it. I'm afraid the PowerPoint isn't working very well, so I will have to... Can you work that out? I'll just summarize the project. I apologize for this. Two of the owners are engineers, so I think we should be able to figure this out.
Okay, so just...
There you go.
Just keep going right there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Great.
Appreciate it. I'm trying to go through these slides quickly and get to any questions.
Take your point. There are people in opposition, and everybody has a right to
full hearing. In opposition? All right.
A number.
The site is 3.27 acres. We propose a very moderate density of 11.6 units per acre for 38 total units. These are townhouse units. Two- and three-bedroom townhouse units, two stories in height, with double-attached garages. The density works out to about one unit per 3,748 square feet of lot area, and I believe the bylaw allows one per 1,250. Michael, is that correct?
That's correct.
So it's about half the density. That's about half the density of what's permitted under the bylaw. There's substantial parking on the site. There's 166 stalls. That includes garage parking, approach parking, and separate visitor parking. So that's over four stalls per unit, and the bylaw requires 1.5 stalls per unit. So there's well in excess of the bylaw requirement for parking on the site. And we require multiple family zoning, of course, and we have one, we're applying for one variance for fence height. The zoning bylaw requires a 4-foot fence in the front yard, which would be on Templeton, and we're asking for a 6-foot fence. This is a conceptual rendering of the of the landscape plan. I apologize, it's stretched. It's quite an awkward site, and which is one of the reasons why the yield is so low. If it was a rectangular site, you could get more units on it, but that's okay too. They're happy with 38. The numbers barely work at 38. The margins are very slim on this project in view of the cost of the land and services, and of course construction costs are going up for these units themselves. We initially had one approach off Templeton, but we were asked by the Public Works Department to include an approach onto McGregor, so we've done that. There's be a substantial investment in site landscaping and fencing. It'll be an attractive development, we feel, and we believe it'll contribute to the neighborhood and provide the kind of housing that is increasingly in demand in all parts of the city for, you know, transition housing for people who are wanting to downsize, and also it would be suitable for young professionals that are just getting into the market. So it's a good use of the site. And let's see what we got here. We circulated a notice to residents in the area that sort of overlook or are adjacent to the site, both west of the tracks and west of McGregor and east of the tracks. Did people here receive?
You can't talk to the audience.
Sorry.
You look
the
this
chair.
Way.
No, never no. mind. I don't need
talk
to
talk to the chair.
I've forgotten already.
No fist fights allowed anymore.
All right. Well, we're all lovers here. So we did circulate a notice, and hopefully some people received it with contact information for myself. I didn't receive any phone calls on it.
We received one.
So and there, we may have received one. Directly to the applicant, 3Y Group. Again, this is a professionally rendered landscape plan by Kenrec Architects with planting details. It meets the bylaw requirements, and you can see how it's a long stretch of fence, but you can see how it's broken up with indents and planting beds along McGregor with entrance treatments. To make the project stand out, and as well as on the corner. So it will be nicely landscaped for the area residents and the residents of the project. So this is a rendering of a front facade with an arrow indicating the direction of view. That would be this double semi-detached unit. In the corner, they're going to try. They're going to vary the facade treatments, the materials, textures, colors, to lend some variety to the project. So it doesn't. The units all don't look the same. Here's another rendering showing different colors. Again, looking west along the east-west drive aisle. So there'll be. Varying the appearance of the units themselves. And then just a couple more renderings. And that's it. Now, we've read certainly the report of the district planner, and thank you very much, Mr. Robinson. We have absolutely no issues with it, of course. We've also reviewed the ACG report. Ms. McTeal is here from the Land Development Branch. And as I said earlier, the margins on this project are very, very slim. And we do have concerns with the charges that are being levied against this project and the impact on the economics of the development. Essentially, the ACG report, and it's asks for contributions to McGregor Street in its existing form.
Item 67.
So item, yeah, I'll just draw your attention.
And I got to do this.
Here, do you want to pause?
No.
All right, well,
business done.
We're looking at the ACG report. Item six, request for payment of the cost of services previously installed by the city and Templeton Avenue. Item seven asks that the developer pay a share of the cost of services previously installed or to be installed in the future in McGregor Street.
Isn't that a joke?
And also it requires that a sidewalk be constructed along McGregor, not only along the frontage of this property, but all the way down to Leela, which is maybe a tad onerous, but I think the developer understands that
Item is that?
That's item eight. And there's no at this point there's no amounts included in this, although they're thought to be substantial based on the local improvement rates that we have. And perhaps I'll turn the presentation over to George Ariu, who is going to go into a little more detail in the development agreement.
Thank you, Ross. Do I state my name? George Ariu.
And address.
And 71 Portsmouth Boulevard, postal code is R3P2H9. I'm picking up where Ross left off concerning the ACG report. Basically, we've figured that the items 6 and 7 on the ACG report together would probably total close to about $470,000, given what we know about other situations where such fees have been levied by the city. Altogether, with the sidewalk, we're looking at probably something on the order of $500,000, which is more than what we paid for the land or proposed to pay for the land to the city of Winnipeg. Basically, this project is because given the shape of the property, already rather marginal at best, levying such a high additional cost to the project would probably, or I should say almost certainly, make it unviable, infeasible. We probably would not be able to continue with this proposal. In order to make it a go of it under those circumstances where we're paying an extra $500,000, we would have to apply for or reapply for rezoning for a much higher density of somewhere on the order of 100 units, which is far more than what we're proposing. We're proposing 38. And I don't think the residents would appreciate buildings in excess of four stories on this site. That's certainly not our intention, to have tall buildings like that on this site. We don't think it meshes with the neighborhood, as there are much shorter buildings around this.
Excuse me, can we have quiet in the room so we can hear, and when it's your turn to talk, we'll make sure no one else talks as well.
Basically, we don't want to go through.
Please don't look at the audience.
Oh,
look at me.
We don't want to go through another rezoning subject to these fees being levied to ask for a higher zoning than what we're already asking. We don't think that would be fruitful for anyone. It would stall the project for an indeterminate amount of time, even if we were to hold on to the land at that point. Now, getting back to the sidewalk issue, we're opposed to the building the extending the sidewalk to Leela in principle, because we don't feel that this development would add that much more traffic, or foot traffic, I should say, to the area. It is centered around families or individuals that have two or more cars per unit. And basically, our residents that would be living at this site would most likely not be using the sidewalk.
So let me interrupt. Don't you feel that the person who owns the other land should pay for the other land, that you shouldn't pay for their land? And the other person who owns it is richer than you are, the city of Winnipeg? Would that not be a better argument?
then this, we need a sidewalk, folks. We need a sidewalk if we build there. But you don't want to pay for a sidewalk extension
beyond our property.
Somebody else's property to enhance their value so they can sell it even higher. Very good argument. Well done.
I'll have to give credit for that one to you. But like I said, we're opposed in principle, but there's also good arguments to be made for a sidewalk to be constructed to Leela. It would add to the neighborhood. We do recognize this. So maybe we could work something out on the sidewalk with the city. However, the items 6 and 7, the payments for Templeton-McGregor, basically sink this project or would create a monster of a project, which is not what we want to do.
Okay. Any questions, Mike?
May I add, if you would?
You all came together. You normally have a spokesperson. If you want to speak individually, you come one at a time. Add a few words and let's end it.
Okay. No, we just want to say that... I'm Preet Sandhu, by the way.
Yeah.
The 3-1. We just want to say that we have, from the get-go, we've been working. We first met with Michael Robinson, the planner, and we made sure that whatever we develop on the land was in accordance with what the residents want. So we've always been on the same page with regards to that, and we're really not looking to build any towers or multi-story blocks or anything like that. And so we would appreciate if the city worked with us and we can get something good done that I'm sure the residents will appreciate. And we're very proud of this, by the way.
Yeah.
So that's all I needed to say.
Thank you.
And we support the, again, the planner supports the variance application and...
The variance isn't the issue.
So
okay, we'll hear from the other in person in favor from the neighborhood. We'll hear from those in opposition. And I gather, Ross, you are the spokesperson?
Yeah.
So only you will be allowed to come back to rebut anything that any people in opposition say. So thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Keith Barenhout, 558 Templeton?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Your floor.
I'm for it, yes.
Well, no, it's your floor. I didn't say for it. The floor, your floor. The floor
thank
is yours.
Thank you very much. My name is Sam Barenhout. I'm with... I live at 558 Templeton, which is about a half a block away from the development. I have two vested interests in this property. Number one, of course, I'm a resident, and I do expect, and my home has cost us a substantial amount of money, and I don't want to see it being, the value deteriorated. When this project, I want to give you a little history more than anything else. When this project began, and by the way, I have been retained to be the agent. I'm also a real estate agent with Royal LePage Prime, and have been retained to sell the project. Now, I know you feel I have a leg up. Obviously, I have a bit of a conflict here, but I've worked with these gentlemen now for about 6-7 months directly on this project. And some of the things that were said by them, especially Preet, when he indicated that they tried to work with, try to do what's right for the community, I can honestly say that's true. One of the reasons I'm involved with this is because they asked me, because my living so close to the project, and I was consulted right from the start what is good for our community, and they meant that, they didn't want to go into conflict. They wanted to make this a smooth transition, and I think they've done, I hope we've done, we have done that, and I hope in the future we certainly become a little bit more, more communication between the residents, but we couldn't up to this point. We still, at this point here, we weren't sure exactly, locations and this and that. A lot of things, like the renderings had to come about. But in general, these three gentlemen wanted to do the right thing for the area. We looked at putting in, of course, high rises and the multifamily. There's nothing I want less in my area. I don't want to have anything to do with it, and that's plain and simple. We look, but dollars did come into play, and like it or not, they are developers. and I'm a real estate agent, and we have to understand that we have to make some kind of give and take, you know, to make this project work. And to make this project work, there was, you know, it's difficult. It was difficult because it was mentioned the odd shape of the project. We couldn't, you know, if we could put in a couple of cul-de-sacs, single families, you know, sell the land for $80,000-$90,000 a unit, as it stands right, I mean, a lot, and then build, it would have been a slam dunk for us, and I'm sure the community would have loved to see single families. But even so, if you take a look, I think it was mentioned before that this project is giving up 37.48 frontage feet by 100-foot depth in land. Even, you know, that's your average if you were to have a single-family homes. Now, this is still providing that number, and now it's being provided as green space. There was a lot of, emphasis was put in, how do we make this the most present, the presentation of this project, how do we make it blend in with the area? We wanted a lot of green space. We tried to eliminate as much as we can, you know, the ugliness of more roads and everything else. So as you can see from the drawings, a lot of emphasis was on that. There's almost like a park-like structure in the center, and we were able to make it work and still put in enough unit to make it a viable project. Now, as was also mentioned, you know, there's only so much that can go, you know, that these gentlemen can do to make it viable. If we start adding costs, which they were unaware of at the beginning, certainly came, you know, once we got into it, money was spent to develop the project, it became apparent that we had to increase it to 30. As a matter of fact, they wanted to even have a smaller project, less, but it can't be done. It just physically can't be done before walking away from it. I'm pretty proud of these guys for being able to come up with something like that that blends into the area and not decrease the value of the area. And I have no problem. I just put in a new liner in my pool. I put in a new furnace. I'm staying. I don't feel like this development is going to diminish the value of my home or anybody around. And I think they've done what they can, and I don't think they can do much more.
Thank you very much, sir. Questions, Mike? We'll now hear from the opposition. Clint Zerbenia, 539 Sly Drive.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk?
Sure.
Take a seat. I know you've also registered in opposition to the last item on our agenda, but you cannot talk to it because we're not having a hearing on it. So just on this one.
Okay.
You can talk to it later if you stay, but.
All right.
This has to be separate.
I've been living at 539 Sly Drive for 10 years now, and I oppose the development. I've lived in the area long enough, and I know what parking lots and cars and stalls have to do with living near single developments, and it's trouble. It's nothing but trouble. That's all it is, period. There's more traffic. There's more. I oppose it. My take on it. 20 years from now, we'll see low income like we see in all the other apartment blocks down the street. Unfortunately, that's what they turn into because the upkeep isn't there and the money's not there and the funding's not there. And that's what it turns into. Mischief and people breaking into your car every day. And I live right on the end, so I live right beside one of the apartment blocks right on Templeton and, on Leela and McGregor. So I live right beside the parking lot. And I can give you 100 stories.
Yeah. What do you think they're building here?
Well, from what I understand in the pictures, it's going to be townhousing.
It's going to be two-story attached housing that will sell for over $250,000 each. It's
right.
Not rental. It's worth more than your house is. How
right.
Do you say that you're going to have a bunch of low-income kids running around? I don't understand.
Well, 20 years from now, you will.
Why?
Because I'm sure the apartment block that is adjacent to me wasn't low income.
But it was rental.
20 years ago.
It was always rental. This
True.
Is ownership sure. housing. I'm just trying to wonder.
It's just such a big green space to
you want it to stay more. A green space?
I would prefer it to stay green okay. space, yes.
By the way, the space beside your house is green space.
Right.
Is staying green space.
Right.
Because, and not for any altruistic reason, city, it's just it has no frontage,
right.
and so it can't be developed is why.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead. Anything more you have?
That's all I really okay. have to add. I just
thanks.
Put for thank
you. Green did you, a question for me then, did you get a notice, mail or otherwise, from the developers saying what they were planning to do?
The only one I got is just a piece of paper.
Yeah, but you got some.
I don't know if it's from the developers or not.
Wouldn't be from anyone else. City wouldn't send you anything. Those in opposition wouldn't send you anything.
Might have been somebody locally in the neighborhood. I'm not sure.
No, nobody can. Okay. And all these people can speak. If you didn't write, you can't speak. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Thank you.
Matthew Galazowski, 459 Slide Drive.
Right here.
Come on up, if you want to speak. Go ahead.
I've been living in 459 Slide Drive for approximately 18 years. Me and my family were originally lived on Magnus, and then we moved to Slide Drive in 1989. Fortunately, when I heard this project was coming about, I somewhat became not interested. I prefer that this area should remain grass because, if I remember correctly, two decades ago, there used to be a home right there.
It's the Karpenko house.
Right. There used to be a home before it was demolished. I mean, I don't know if it's right for that area to be turned into a condominium area. I prefer the way the area is, let alone to be called a new project for people to live in. Unfortunately, I just like the way the area is, and so far, that's how I prefer the area is supposed to be. Just nothing more than a green area.
Okay.
Just seriously.
Yeah. Any further?
No further questions.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You've also registered opposition to item 4, and your name will be called when that hearing happens after this one as well. Okay, so you can add this to the opposition of item 4, verse 2. I'm sorry, I can't read this next name, but it is from 55 Ambassador Row.
That's me, but it's not for this area.
Oh, you wrote down 2 and 3, but it's 4 opposed to? Okay, we'll change that and call you when that hearing happens next.
Okay.
We have Karen Shelley Hansen, 551 Templeton. Okay. Okay.
I've lived at 551 Templeton for 20 years. I love my house. I did love the neighborhood until a few years ago we had Arrowhead
yeah.
come up. I now have 5 homes alongside the length of my yard because I have a very deep yard. The traffic is unreal. Getting in and out of my driveway every morning is a nightmare. I'm paying roughly $3,600 a year in property tax. I don't think that's right. I just don't think it's right. You said something about each unit being $250,000. You're speaking of the two side by side. So each townhouse is $125,000.
No, each side is over $250,000.
I still don't like it. It's just too many people. The traffic is horrendous. It's awful. The garbage on our street, kids just coming on throwing, and with more traffic, we'll get more of that. the noise. It's outrageous. I hate speaking in public, but I had to come up and say this. This is just not right. Twenty years ago when we started there, I thought I had a really nice home. Today, I hate what this area is becoming. Please don't have more people. It's just too much. It's way too congested. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. She's also for number four. Grasnia and Peter.
Correct.
From 23 Samantha.
Right.
Please.
Okay, I've been living in this area for since 1985, but I bought my lot way back in 1979, when the area was called Parkway Village, which we forgot about it. Right now, all the other areas in our city are building up. They have beautiful parks, they have walkways, they have a bicycle path. We've got nothing. For me to go to Kildonan Park, which, because I live in Parkway Village and would like to go to Kildonan Park, I have to walk on Templeton. I used to take a little way ambassador drive. If I go, there's a little path that is connecting me to McGregor Street over the field, which according to new plans is not going to exist. I don't think it's right. I agree with the previous lady, since you made the development of Templeton, that arrowhead thing, traffic is awful. Since our friendly Walmart moved to the end of Templeton, it's even worse. I take public transit to work downtown. And if we can have more people living in that area, traffic is going to be worse. Condominium units are two double garages per unit, four cars. Where are they going to drive? How am I going to cross Templeton to get to Samantha Place? When I'm trying to cross that street before we stop, I get fingered because I step out too quickly. I didn't let the car go by. Now, is that fair to our neighborhood? When I moved there, it's supposed to be a nice neighborhood. I'm shaking because I'm not good at public speaking. But anyhow, beside the point, I don't want Parkway Village become another Lindenwoods with roofs touching, with patio touching, that neighbors can pass their cooking, whatever they want to each other, that they can look to each other windows. I know it might not pertain to your development, but still, I would like green space. I would like another park in that area. I don't have little children. They've grown up. Probably areas like Lindenwoods and South Winnipeg is more attractive to them because it's closer to university. But I love North Winnipeg, and I don't care what anybody says about North End. I love that neighborhood, and I want it to stay nice for all of us. We moved there. We are the jewel of Winnipeg, which is quiet. Not too many people know about it. And then we get Southern people who have money and decide to make money on the poor North End. And this is exactly what's happening with this development. I know condominium sounds beautiful, but that's not what I would like in my neighborhood. Because how many units? 38 units times how many? Four cars at least.
Same number you have in your house probably on average.
No.
But everybody has.
But look at this. It's pollution. Our city.
Neither do I, so they probably won't have four
Our
cars
city
there
was supposed to be green. Now, I hear about the new, I've got a list of things, but I'm getting lost here because I'm relating to the other thing. But traffic is my beef, and it's going to get worse. What happened to McGregor Extension and building behind? No, quietly. Templeton Street is narrower than Swales. All of a sudden, I go for bike ride, I see houses on Swales, all the way down to the cement plant. I don't know if it's still existing or not. I don't know if people don't realize where they bought their homes. I thought the street was going to go all the way to Murray Road. That was scrapped, and I missed it.
No, it is not scrapped.
Okay, but I can't see it now. And I'll tell you the truth. Living there is a joy. I enjoy it. I don't want it to get destroyed. every time I drive by, your triangle drives me nuts because it was a beautiful farm. Now,
please, would you look at me, Matt, and not
okay.
be arraying
I'm
that.
Sorry.
That's all right. But, we're not arraying you.
But that farm was there, garden was there. I thought when the farm was gone, if the road is going to go and extend, that's fine. We were promised park on that side where we're going to talk about. You know, I don't think it's right for the city. I don't think it's right to take something that was there and could have been developed. I know it cost money, but our taxes are $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 still in that area. And, you know, by putting more people there, is it going to lower my taxes? I don't think so. Is it going to improve the transit? No, because whatever we have right now is good. All what I see is cars. I wish the extension from East Kildonan to McPhillip Street was finished. But no, now we've got swales, we've got homes. I don't think that's going to be in plans. So I'm still going to have more traffic on Templeton, and I'm going to stand and wait when I can go to Sochuk Park or to Karchuk Park. Because it's all, like, you know, it seems like, I'm going to finish quickly, but what bothers me is a lot of people comes with ideas and they want. Chochenov Park was almost taken away from us, got smaller, now gets developed, and it's beautiful.
It did not get taken away from you.
No, but almost. You know, almost. We had to petition to keep it. Now it's becoming a beautiful park.
Back in those days, you had a really good city councilor who stopped you.
So that's
not
right.
Not the schmuck anymore.
Well, that's what I mean. And we are all these people here. We want to preserve our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And we want it to stay beautiful. And we want to be a hidden gem in this city, since everybody from south doesn't like north. But I think we've got something going in the north. Thank you.
Thank
I will
you.
Speak on the other.
Yep. She's also on item four. Maxine Diamond, 63 Ambassador. Pardon me? You're not on two or three?
No.
Okay. Well. Mary, is it Tute?
Yeah.
502 Perth, you're just registering, okay? And you'll also be called out again on item four, you registered. It's that. John Drevniak?
I will pass on speaking. I'm 100% in support of the lady that spoke before me. Everything she said, I think she expressed it to the point of the moment.
Okay. He's 15 attaché place, so he is from the area.
Yeah, I still would like to speak up on number
four. You still go, yes, you will be called again on number four. Okay. Your wife is here? Same? Did you, or do you wish to speak now as well?
Same.
Same? You'll speak? Okay, so that's 2, 3, and 4 in opposition, but we'll call again at 4. And your neighbor, Trochanowski, Paul?
Oh, that's me.
Do you want to speak now as well? You speak, oh, you're for number four. Just number four, okay? Just we didn't have a number that you were speaking to on there. Okay, there you go. I have two people registered on this item, two and three. Well, one for information, and that is one couple, Brian and Heather Jensen. Did you wish to speak, or have you heard?
I'd like to, actually.
Please come forward.
I also did not intend to speak, but...
Okay, just for the record, you're Heather Jensen of 415 Templeton?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Near the tracks, just east of the tracks. I also am concerned about traffic. We have lived there for 37 years, and every year the traffic gets worse, also because of Walmart. But now if we're going to get three more developments on our corners, one more to come.
Yeah.
In September, that's going to be a lot of traffic. I'm also concerned about the drain on the sewage system. Don't know if that will affect our side of the tracks or not, but it's a concern. Basically traffic, though, that's my main concern, because it's bad now.
Okay. So and do you want to change this for information to in opposition?
I'm not opposed to something being built there, but I would rather see single-family homes rather than all those units.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
so
all I have to say.
Okay. And we also had an Ola Tuto. Same person or?
No.
No, another? I missed one somewhere. Okay, you're just down here as information. That's okay. Okay, these are the two for information. You're done. Is there anyone else that I missed on this item? Did you fill out a form?
Yes, it's a three.
And on this on item number three? Oh, and what is your? Kuchak? I saw the name somewhere. Just give us a moment. Helen Kuchak, right here. Oh, you tick. Well, we missed something here then, because you weren't called out, and you were actually ticked for information, yes? Did you wish to speak?
Yes.
Please come forward. The reason you have to speak from there is we do record all the hearings. You heard these information. But these two are going to be, again, for number four, so go ahead, Ms. Kuchak. And this is strictly with
okay, I'm Helen Kuchak from 509 Templeton. I'm also sort of concerned about the traffic. Like, we've been there, my parents have been on Templeton since 1948, before there were hardly any homes, and then we sold some property, we rebuilt
the house. By the way, you know when I moved there?
No, I don't.
1948, on my first birthday.
On Templeton? Okay.
Next door, on Royal Avenue, when it was all a swamp and mud roads and ditches and outhouses.
Yeah, we went that way to school. Yeah. And then we sold the land and we built our house where we are now in 1970. So it's, again, we like the green space and we're not against the development of those houses. But the traffic, it is very, very busy now. Since Walmart opened up, there's just a steady stream of traffic, you know. Like you can't sit outside without hearing a car go by every 4 or 5 seconds mm-hmm. on Templeton. So that's what I don't like, is the traffic right now. And if there is more houses or condos, whatever, it'll just be... kind of nervous. It'll be a lot more traffic, you know, and you can't sit outside, you know, without hearing all these cars go by. And I know, you know, you have to build a home somewhere, but like I said, since we've been there in that house, since my parents or somebody in our family since 1970, it wasn't too bad in 1970, but now it's just very, very, very noisy, you know. So, and also with McGregor being extended from Leela up to Templeton, and you have a freeway stop sign. Some of the people kind of, the cars stop the stop signs, they screech. Some of them walk the door to the stop sign, but that's, you know, but it's just very noisy, you know. So I would actually also just prefer a green space, you know, or if they built a park like we do have on the Leela and McGregor across from those apartments where that little strip mall is. There's a little park there.
Oh, the Arboretum, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's on the north.
Yeah, behind the fire station.
Yeah, right, you know, and there's a park there. So that's kind of nice because you can, you know, my aunt used to live in that block and they used to go there and sit there in the park and that's kind of nice too, you know. You know, at least you're using a space for something, like for a park. It's not just a prairie land there, you know. So, but as far as houses and condos, it's just a lot of traffic. You know. Yeah. And that's all I have to say, I guess.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Mitchell, did you wish to... But you know that he's a former city planner, by the way. He knows the rules. The rules are that he can only rebut things that the opposition have said. He can't add anything new.
One more registered.
Too late.
It's not.
Oh, it's not him. Okay, then it isn't too late. Sandra Mislowski? You're down to certain privilege. You can go ahead. Yeah, full right to speak.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak, even though I did get here a little bit late. Okay. When the gentleman earlier was talking about getting some information in the mail, last year when the four-story apartment development was planned and then defeated, myself and a couple of our neighbors got together and were very active in informing people what was going on, getting signatures and petitions and that. So I've tried to keep people that were very supportive of that and interested in what's going on in the community aware of what was going on. So just recently, my husband and I distributed this in the neighborhood, and that may have been the piece of paper. And it was neither in support or against this development, but it was just in information, the website, which what we knew about but not everybody knew about, and also just to make sure that people were aware of this meeting, to give them a chance to voice their opinions. We went from one end of Templeton to the other, and I spoke to quite a few of the residents in the street, and again, the main concern about development in that area is, again, traffic. And the number of people that are coming in, there will be a lot more children in that area too. So the other thing that people talked to me about was schooling for these kids. Where will they go? Margaret Park School is very small and I think filled to capacity. So there are parks in there, the children will, and families will be crossing the streets, and again, traffic. Again and again, people expressed a desire for a green space to remain, but quite often people were questioning why Chief Peguis can't get developed a little bit quicker to take the traffic road off of Templeton, which was designed as a residential street, not a through street, basically.
Designed as a major collector and bus route, which is the next thing to a regional street. It's our second biggest street. That's why it's wider than Sly Drive. That's why it's wider than Ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And it's meant to have a bus and to be what we call a major collector, which is an area second to Leela's a regional. Mm-hmm. So it's the next level.
Probably the people that had the most concerns were the people whose driveways face onto Templeton, because especially in the wintertime when the snow is piled up over your car windows and they can't see, it's a real hazard for them to go through. So traffic is a major concern in our area. Okay. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak.
Mr. Mitchell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, you can't fault neighbors and residents for coming out and talking about their neighborhood. They care about it. And they've lived there a long time, and they've seen a lot of change. And unfortunately, the longer you've lived in a place, the more change you witness, and the more things seem to change. So it's understandable. And applications like this tend to attract, people who, here's an opportunity to speak to some issues that have maybe been bothering them, related to some sort of broad community-wide concerns about traffic and property values and the taxes they pay. And hopefully if this development's approved, the people here will be paying a lot in taxes and contributing to the revenue stream. And fellows like our three young developers here are helping to build our tax base, and hopefully they'll be encouraged by what happens here tonight, and they'll build some more projects, because we think this is a good project for the neighborhood. Some of the people who live there are probably your neighbors already, or will be at some point in the near future. The traffic, it is an issue all over. We hear it all the time. It's probably ranks up there number one. And we've actually having two approaches sort of helps to split the traffic between McGregor and Templeton. It's not a dense project. It certainly will generate traffic, but not like what an apartment building would or what was initially proposed. I mean, one of the reasons we're here tonight and are having to deal with both sides of the street is the alignment they chose for McGregor. It's like neither here nor there. So it creates kind of two awkward sites, whereas maybe if it was, and you might hear about this later on, but if it was maybe more thought given to the alignment, we'd only be dealing with one side or the other, and you might have a...
I will answer that, but the reason for that alignment of McGregor is the laws of the angle you can cross a train track at.
Well, it's pretty acute.
But that's what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to come straight across a train track, not almost parallel, and someone on a bike is all of a sudden over and under a train. So.
Yeah, well, I've fallen off on motorcycle.
These are actually federal regulations, if you want to know, when we tried to build the road.
Well, that's interesting.
And you were looking for us then.
I heard that. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah.
But we've heard about green space. A good part of the site is green.
You know, there's about 23-25% building coverage. It's, you know, it's open. I mean, it's not, you know, there's pavement there too, but it's not, you know, there's a lot of, it's three quarters of the site is going to be open. In terms of pedestrian access, we heard from the developer that they're prepared to concede that sidewalk in McGregor to get foot traffic down to Leela. And I think that's a good thing because we do want to get people out of their cars. Speaking of which, it's kind of a thin edge, a two-edged sword, this parking business, because if we come here with only single car garages and single approaches, we'd be accused of not having enough parking. You kind of say, well, we'll deal with that. 4 stalls per unit, and we got too much. We're going to fill them all up. And that's just not the case. You know, we think a lot of these people would be empty nesters, and if they're like me, their garage is full of junk. So, you know, we think 1 or 2 cars per. But there's going to be lots of cars for, you know, for parking for visitors and parties, and that's a good thing, too. This is not. We need rental housing, absolutely. And I hope people keep building it. I hope there's still a margin in it because it's pretty, you know, with what the rent you can charge. But these are condominiums, freehold, owner-occupied, and I just don't think they're going to. This project's going to deteriorate. It's going to contribute to the neighborhood. They are essentially single-family homes. Some of them are attached. So I think that just about covers it. Thank you for your attention and to this matter. And
you did bring up rental. These are condominiums.
These are condominium. I'm saying it's, yeah. You know, I'm not.
I don't want you to leave anyone the impression that you're wanting to build a rental development here.
No, this isn't. I'm saying we need all kinds of housing in this city.
Yep.
Rental and condo. This happens to be condominium.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
No.
Could I ask you to...
Want me to take the chair?
Yeah, if you could take the chair.
Okay.
This is my ward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.